Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include a bid for a world-class sports facility and a Norwich boxer looking for a comeback. But first, Royal Awards honour for young people facing adversity.
An inspirational man from Norwich was among those honoured with a Royal Award at a ceremony celebrating the achievements of young people across the east of England. Bradley Bebbington, aged 20, from Norwich, was presented with the LEA Rising Star Award at the Prince's Trust. After an unstable childhood, he left home and with no money spent most of his nights wandering the streets, hoping friends would offer him a sofa to sleep on. A promised job didn't materialise, and it was then that he took part in Make Your Mark, a scheme run between the Prince's Trust and Marks and Spencer's. He is now a full-time, permanent member of staff. He said, "I joined with nothing to give, and I came out a completely different person. I am now able to give back to people who are in a similar situation to me." The NatWest Enterprise Award was presented to 31-year-old Gracie Wright of Beccles. She experienced post-trauma amnesia after being hit by a car at the age of 11 and had to begin building back her memories, re-establishing relationships and learning to read and write again. She was bullied at school and experienced severe depression. But with the help of the Prince's Trust Enterprise Programme, Ms. Wright now writes children's picture books, runs workshops and holiday camps for children, promoting positive thinking and encouraging children to overcome their barriers.
An ambitious strategy to strengthen the East's high-tech knowledge economy has been unveiled in Parliament amid claims that it could generate £500 million for the region. But businesses say collaboration, local government backing and strong infrastructure are key to ensuring the ambitious A11 technology corridor becomes a reality. It is hoped the Cambridge-Norwich Tech Corridor will develop the area into a centre for innovation with 9,000 jobs created, £558 million added to the economy and 20,000 new homes and 708,200 square metres of industrial and commercial floor space built by 2031. Businesses, politicians and councils met in London to launch the vision, which identifies 11 locations in which focused growth, including a northern technology growth hub at Hethel, a central hub at Thetford Enterprise Park and a southern hub in Red Lodge.
Frustration over traffic light signalling at the approach to the Thickthorn roundabout hit commuters again as queues stretched back to Wyndham. Problems with the traffic lights letting only a small number of cars through, causing long tailbacks, had been ongoing through the summer. Highways England visited the site in August and insisted the problem had been fixed. Engineers had found that resurfacing on the road network around the area may have impacted on the phasing of the traffic lights on the roundabout. But most motorists found the same problem occurring. Highways England has insisted the issue is unrelated to the problems experienced during the summer.
Concerns over the future of the Yare Valley and viability of small rugby clubs have been overridden in favour of creating a world-class sports facility at the University of East Anglia. After members of the South Norfolk District Council Planning Committee gave the plans the green light, Norwich Rugby Club could move to the university within 2 years. The plans to construct extra pitches and a clubhouse straddling the existing playing fields had sparked furious debate all year, with thousands of people signing petitions or making comments. Norwich Rugby Club have been forced to relocate as their current site at Beeston Hearn is due to be developed into homes by Beyond Green Developments. Andy Pott, the secretary of Norwich Rugby Club, said the idea was to create a regional centre of excellence for outdoor sports. This will benefit not only Norwich Rugby Club, but there will be a significant provision for local community sports. He also moved to reassure the meeting that the club would not be looking to expand.
sponsors of the next GoGo fundraising campaign gather to talk about how the project can be an even bigger success than previously. More than 100 people attended the GoGo Hares sponsor launch event at the hostry in Norwich Cathedral, where they could see the first two designs of the statues that will be placed around Norwich and Norfolk in 2018. Artists will be asked to submit designs from early 2017, which will then be chosen by the sponsors, who consist of various businesses and companies. The choices will be made in September 2017. Following the success of the GoGo Gorillas and GoGo Dragons, the new GoGo Hares campaign will also aim to raise money for children's charity Break on its 50th year in 2018.
A 22-year-old cleaner took his own life after losing more than £1,600 to an online dating scam, an inquest has heard. Joel Harvey was found dead by his sister at his parents' home on Latimer Road, Norwich, following the incident. He had been dating a Canadian woman online for several months and transferred the money to pay for her flights to the UK. But an inquest in Norwich heard that she stopped talking after the funds had been sent over, causing him a great deal of stress. Just hours before he hanged himself, Mr. Harvey, who had autism and suffered with depression and anxiety, sent the perpetrator of the scam an email making clear his intentions. Senior Coroner Jacqueline Lake described the crime as absolutely abhorrent, believing it had caused Mr. Harvey to take his own life. While the incident was reported as fraud, the family were told no formal action could be taken. Mrs. Lake concluded that Mr. Harvey intended to take his own life.
Former two-time world heavyweight champion Herbie Hyde is eyeing a shock return to the boxing ring as he continues to try and emerge from the nightmare of being jailed following a drugs conviction. Mr. Hyde, who is now 45, has not fought since April 2010 when he beat Wayne Brooks in the prizefighter quarterfinals at York Hall in London, but believes he still has what it takes to be a world champion again and could be set to enlist the help of Herald Bomber Graham to get him there. Mr. Hyde from Barborough says getting back into the ring will give him something positive to focus on following a turbulent time in his life, which saw him end up in prison.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordists were Brian Kerridge and Asif Azadin. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. Or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk.